Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
My name's Tori, I'm an addict. That's not nice. I can hear myself. Oh, it's nice to be in a meeting. Thank you for asking me to share. When Dean asked me, I was like, yeah, sure, because I've been here a few times and it's been quite empty. Now it's not anymore. And for the first time in a really long time, I'm nervous when I share. My heart is racing and my hands are sweaty. And in my head, I'm like, just don't be nervous, which is just not helpful at all. But that's it, I'm nervous. I think it doesn't help. I haven't been to a meeting in about a week. And I know that when that happens, I go a little bit off kilter. I don't think that's really helping. And I was planning on coming here tonight. And it happened at the meeting that I went to last week. I was planning on going. And then someone asked me to share. It's like, sometimes I feel like my higher power is trying to speak to me when that happens twice in a row. And for me, that means I need to be being heard in meetings. And whether that's just, sometimes being heard in meetings is just turning up regularly. I think that's something that I need to start doing again. But I'm just gonna go through my journey and get to where I am now. I used drugs for most of from about 11 until I was 20, so nearly 10 years. And I'm not gonna go into the ins and outs of it, but I took drugs to change the way that I felt. Because I couldn't, why are we here reading? It really speaks to me because I couldn't handle life. And I did everything I could to try and handle life. And I just didn't have the best toolkit. It was drugs, it was behaviours, it was, looking back now, it was everything I shouldn't have been doing and everything that made it worse. But at the time, it was all I had. So I spent a long time just trying to survive. And when I was 20, my best friend at the time got clean. And I remember thinking, like, oh, really? Like, this is not really what I want to do. And I let her do her thing, and I thought, I'm just going to carry on doing my thing. I was really lucky that that thought process lasted about 3 days, and I went to see her again, and she looked like a different person. She had something in her that just... That when they say that, I can't remember where it is, but it talks about that addict with one day clean giving someone hope. That was my personal experience. My friend was 6 days clean, and I just thought that that's what I need to do. I knew it in my heart, and I was really scared. I was so scared because all I'd ever done was taken drugs to cope in my head. That was what I was doing. Stuff had happened and I'd been through things and I needed drugs to cope. And I was very aware that they weren't working anymore, but I didn't know what I was going to do without them. I was absolutely petrified. But I went with my friend to a meeting, and it was not what I expected. It wasn't what I expected at all. I remember the meeting quite well. They read out of the Living Clean book, and they spoke about living clean. Don't remember any specific details, but I remember hearing people speaking about living clean, and I wanted that so badly. I didn't want to just survive anymore. And it's a really painful thing to hear, but when I got home that night, I found out that I had two friends, like this one friend that had just got clean and one other person, and they were the only people that knew the whole me. Everywhere else had the bit of me that I wanted them to see. And when I got home that night, it was actually 3 years ago, this weekend, but I found out that other friend had committed suicide. And it was given to me really plainly and clearly that I had two options. And I didn't want to die. I really didn't want to die. And I knew that was what was going to happen. I'd spent the past few years in and out of psychiatric institutions and suicide attempts, and just, I knew where I was heading if I didn't get clean. So I started coming to NA, and I didn't get clean when I first came to NA. I spent about 4 months coming to meetings every day, doing service, sometimes telling people I was clean. And I was met with love and understanding every meeting I turned up to for those 4.5 months. And I kept coming back. And eventually I came to a meeting clean, and it was a Saturday morning meeting. And I've been clean ever since. That was in October 2016. I really never thought I'd get that first day clean. I never thought it would happen. My life has changed so much because of NA. I came in and I was told to get a sponsor, do service, do meetings, share. And I really thought, what is that gonna do? What difference is sitting with people and speaking about how I feel and having one person? I've sat and spoke to one person about all of my feelings before. It's not gonna help. I did it. Reluctantly, but I did it, and I still do, and it still amazes me how much it does. It really, really does. When I came to NA, I was effectively homeless. I'd been staying, bouncing around wherever I could for 5 years. I was homeless from the age of 15. I had never had a job. I had two people in my life, and one of them had just passed away. And I didn't know how to do anything. And my life is not like that today at all. My sponsor had to teach me how to boil an egg. When I came to NA, I didn't know anything. It's made a massive difference. So this past few months of my recovery, they've been amazing, but also really difficult. And it's kind of been a real reflection of, I came to NA and things took off really quickly, and I got really plugged in and things were really good. And I was just amazed by everything that was on offer. And the last few months have been the ones where life on life turn stuff happens, and it's the holding on for dear life. I started university in September, which was absolutely amazing. I couldn't stay in school before I got clean. I'd been to college 4 times before coming to NA, and I'd never made it past any of the half terms. I'd always be like, yeah, we've got a break, let's go and just go and get messed up. And I would forget to go back because I just couldn't stop. And it's the fact that I got into recovery, I got through college, and I've just finished my first year of university is amazing. So I started university in September, and in October my sponsor passed away. And I genuinely thought I wasn't going to survive it. And I definitely thought I was not going to stay clean through it. I was so angry with NA as a whole. And people kept telling me to do meetings, and I was just so angry. And what was really beautiful was people came and picked me up. They took me to meetings, regardless of how much I told them that they could fuck off. Regardless of how much I kicked and screamed, I threw stuff at people when they came to pick me up to do meetings. And people took me. And I sat in meetings and I cried. I cursed. And I still do. And I really learned these past few months why I need this fellowship. I thought I knew before. And I kind of got to a stage where I was like, I can just do step work and go to work and that's enough. I can just do a meeting here and there. And I can flutter in and out of that kind of thinking. And recently I've learned why I need meetings, why I need a fellowship of people behind me. So when I nearly fell, I had people holding me up. Thank you, acknowledged. I've been through some of the most difficult things that I've been through. And some of them are the kind of things that I've been through before I got clean and the stuff that I used on. You know, that raw stuff that gives you, that before you come to recovery, it's a real good reason to use. Like, this is why I am the way I am. You cannot say anything about it because this is what I've been through. If you'd been through it, you'd be doing what I was doing too. That raw stuff has happened again in recovery. And it's the stuff that I really honestly did not think I would get through clean. And I managed to with the help of a fellowship. And what's really, really beautiful is regardless of how I've been loved unconditionally in these rooms, in and out of these rooms. There have been people that I didn't expect that have just been there. I've lost people that I thought I wouldn't lose. And I've met people when I really needed someone. There's been someone there. Life is hard. And it just, when I come to NA and I do step work and I do service, I do meetings and I have a sponsor, life is doable. And that's really when my head just goes a million miles an hour and I can't work anything out. I just have to remember that simple thing. When I come here, life is doable. And for me, that's enough. Like, if I don't get anything out of that's enough. And it's come with so much more than just that. Being in recovery has given me so much more than just that. I'm a daughter today. I'm a big sister. I'm a good friend. Like, I'm becoming the person who I was always meant to be because of this fellowship. And I really just wanted to stop taking drugs and that was it. Like, I've got so much more than that from coming to LA. I'm really, really grateful. And thank you for letting me share.